the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Thank God for Brother Patterson with that. Let's give him a hand one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome word here. I hope nobody's slamming the Bible on the ground. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. And this is a holy book. Amen.
That's right.
A book full of instructions on how to live and how to do right and how to treat people. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank God for another opportunity to stand before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Give it honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank God, amen, for our pastor, amen, of Restoration Community Outreach.
Amen.
An awesome woman of God, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Don't mind pulling out the whip and spanking people, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She will do it. Hallelujah, amen. Then you got the bulldog in the gate, Bishop Robinson, amen. Hallelujah, amen. He will bark. Amen. And he will show his teeth. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's all in love.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for our overseer. Amen. They both have a lot on their plate. Amen. We got to keep our leaders in prayer. Amen. Always keep your pastors in prayer, because if there's anybody who the devil wants to see fall or slip, it's the pastor of a church. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we have to keep them lifted up. You have no idea the things that they go through. Amen. All the time they got a lot on their plate. Amen. So I pray, Lord, that we will continue. Amen. As part of my daily prayers, amen, is to pray for our leaders. Amen. Because we need them. And Bishop Sexton out in Arizona as well. Continue to pray for our prelay. Amen. Because he has several churches he has to pray for and several pastors and bishops up under him. Amen. So keep him as well in Calvary's Rock. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for my wife and my sister-in-law and children here on today. Amen. Hallelujah, God. She'll be getting ready to leave in a few because my son has a basketball game. Amen. Hence the uniform. Hallelujah, God. So they'll be getting ready to leave here in a few minutes. Amen. But once again, thank God for my sister-in-law in the house. Amen. And my daughter from Charlotte is here with my grandbaby. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There is a word from the Lord on today. Amen. I've preached this message before, amen, coming out of 1 Corinthians, amen, in the 5th chapter. But it's a lot to be said about it, because there's a lot, as Bishop was saying, going on in this world on today.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Amen. And my topic today is to stay ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Stay ready. Don't get caught slipping. Stay ready.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Because Paul is giving a warning here, and there's some things that I just see that's going on in the world. You see it daily, amen. You see it on TV shows. You see it in person. There's a lot of things going on. But the one thing that we've always taught in this Bible, in this church, is sin. No sin is bigger than the other.
That's amen. Right.
No matter how big we may think it is or how small we think it is sin.
That's right.
There's no sugarcoating it. It is what it is. But in 1 Corinthians in the 5th chapter, I'm going to just jump right into it starting at the 2nd verse. It says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. See, the first warning is, Jesus is not going to tell nobody when he's coming.
That's right.
A thief don't give you no warning when he's coming.
That's right.
He catches you off guard. And that's why a lot of times you wake up, you see things missing or whatever the case may be. But see, when Jesus come back, if everybody knew when Jesus was coming back, don't you think people would be straightening up?
That's right.
Man. People would be repenting at the last minute. If you knew that he was coming at midnight tonight, I believe you'd be trying to get all your affairs in order.
That's right.
Everybody would. Amen. All the wishy-washies, all the church players and all of that type of foolishness would be getting it right. But see, God is coming back, and see, only the true worshipers in Christ, the true saints, the true soldiers, will be ready at his return.
That's right.
It's just like the five foolish and the five wise with their lamps and their oil. See, five of them was always ready. They was prepared. But the other five were not.
Come on.
Are you going to be like the other five?
Come on.
Are you going to have some oil in your lamp? Hallelujah. When he come back, don't get caught slipping, saints. Because you going to say peace and safety thinking everything is all right. Everything is good in the world. I'm doing all right. I go to church every Sunday. There's somebody sitting in church right now as we speak.
Amen.
And within the next hour, they're going to cuss out somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody, somewhere.
Amen.
They'll be cussing out somebody within the next hour. But they sitting up in the house of God right now. Jesus. Peace and safety. Everything is all right. Uh-huh. Somebody sitting in church right now. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to get back to the house. Uh-huh. Got that poem or song? Got that Seagram's gin waiting on them. All right, got the E&J, got the Hen and Coke, all that stuff. All right, the stuff I used to participate in years ago, it's waiting on them. Right. At the house, but they sit in the house of the Lord as we speak and can't wait to get back to their spirits.
Oh.
Hallelujah, God. Yeah. Peace and safety, they're saying.
Right.
Everything is all right in the world.
Yeah.
Not knowing when Jesus is going to come back.
That's right.
But verse 4 says, but ye brethren are not in darkness, that they shall overtake you as a thief. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't they overtake us as a thief? Because we should always be ready.
Amen.
At all times. Praying up, worshiping, fasting, coming to church, living holy, doing those things. Hallelujah, God. And if you're doing those things, you'll stay ready.
Amen.
See, and one reason why, because see, I seen something on Facebook the other day. It was a question. And it was talking about homosexuality. But the question is, you are a Christian, but your daughter is gay. Would you go to her wedding? And the responses that I seen that was supposed to be, I guess, so-called Christian, only one person said no. All the rest of them, ain't no church gonna tell me that I can't support my daughter. I'm going to support my child because that's what parents do. I got four of them. I got two daughters and two boys. If any ever one of them ever call themselves liking the same sex, they already know the question as far as a wedding is concerned. Don't even come to me with that foolishness. No, I ain't going to be there. That's the answer. No! Not supporting that garbage. I ain't supporting. They even know not to ask me a question like that. Who gonna give the daughter away? It won't be me. Because I'm not supporting no mess like that.
Amen.
Shame on you if you support some garbage like that.
That's right.
How can you call yourself a child of the Most High God?
You better preach it now.
And gonna sit up here and say you gonna support a same-sex wedding.
Come on.
As I was saying, sin is sin.
Amen.
It looked like we come down so hard on the homosexual, but see, I'm just as hard on the man and woman that's living together that ain't married. Come it's on. Still sin.
Come on.
It's fornication. I'm just as hard on them.
Come on.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
They will end up in the same place as a homosexual if they don't get it right.
That's right.
Not going to no wedding to support that. But see, we living in a day and time, as soon as you come against that, you the bad guy now.
Yeah.
But that's just the way how it is now. They got rights to do it. That's what they want to do. That's their lifestyle. Yes, it is their lifestyle. But I don't agree with it.
Come on.
See, something happened, if y'all don't know, is the basketball player Dwayne Wade, an 11-year-old son, 11 years old, is at a gay pride rally down in Miami. And they support it 1,000%. And said it. I support it. That's my son. I got your back. Him and Gabriel Union. 11 years old. A fifth grader? Talking about he done came out as gay? 11? I guess I'm just not used to that, Saints. I'm Generation X. I'm still a little old school. In my day, they hid that garbage. They stayed in the closet, if you want to call it that. But we in a different day and age now, boys. You got children coming out. If boys feel like using a female restroom, that's what they're going to do. If girls feel like being a boy today, that's what they're going to do. We have to be okay with that. The devil is a liar. I will never accept that.
Amen.
Never. Jesus. As I was saying, the mayor of Chicago made history, a black woman. Yay for her. And she's married to another lady. And they both adopted a child. Now you got a child somewhere running around with two mommies, as they say. Peace and safety, though. Yeah. Everything is all right.
Yeah.
I guess they just feel they're going to make it in because Jesus loves everybody, as they say.
Yeah.
Yes, he do.
Mm-hmm.
I love you too, but I hate that sin.
Come on.
Jesus loves everybody and got the nerve to call us judges. We judging folks and all that type of foolishness. Peace and safety, they say. That's why I'm saying you always got to stay ready.
Right.
Don't agree with that garbage, saints. If anybody asks you what you feel about it, you tell them. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with the lifestyle. That's what you want to do, you do that, but I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And be bold about it.
That's right.
The word of God said the righteous are as bold as a lion.
That's right.
God ain't looking for no weak links in his army. We sing the song, I'm an army and a soldier of the Lord. But if you support that garbage, no you're not. I don't support nothing like that. Hallelujah, God. And never will.
That's right.
I will always call him Bruce Jenner. He'll never be Caitlyn to me.
Come on.
If mama call him Bruce, I'm going to call him Bruce.
That's right.
If mama call him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. I'll never call him Caitlyn. He's Bruce. Care how many dresses and makeup he put on. Hallelujah, God. I can't stop my children from going that route. I can only pray that they don't.
Amen, amen.
But they will have to hear it from me if they decide to go that route. Hallelujah. And hell will be lifted up, or they'll lift up their eyes at if they don't repent and turn from that garbage. Hallelujah, God. And if you are here fornicating without holy matrimony, hell will be your home.
Amen.
I'm one of them preachers that still do preach about adultery and fornication. Hallelujah, God.
See it.
Because there's too much of that going on. I work around a bunch of people. Everybody wants to live together. Nobody talking about holy matrimony. Nobody. Everybody just got to live together. Peace and safety.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is all right.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know about that sudden destruction.
That's right.
That's on the way. Amen. If you don't get it right with Christ. Hallelujah, God. Am I perfect? I'm far from it. I make mistakes every day.
Mm-hmm.
But you can please believe I repent and I ask God for forgiveness. By the mistakes as I'm trying to set an example, somebody has to stand on the word of God. Somebody has to live holy. Somebody has to be that example. Hallelujah, God. That's why I don't mind. I don't mind a message like this going out over the airwaves on Facebook. Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
Hallelujah, God. I don't sugarcoat nothing. Hallelujah. Nobody's going to tie me up. Nobody's going to shut me up when it comes to preaching the word of God. We're supposed to be in the light. We are children of the light.
Amen.
As the word says. In verse 5 it says, you are all children of the light. And children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. You heard me say it once, I said it 1,000 times. The devil has children too.
Come on.
Who do you think the children of darkness are?
All right, you better say
it. But yet we are all God's children. The devil is a lie. No, we're not neither. You got children of the light and you got children of the dark. Which one are you?
That's right.
Everybody's not a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Only those that have accepted him as their Lord and Savior are the sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only ones.
That's right.
But see, that sounds so politically correct when you say that we all are children of God. So when you hear grandmama saying that, and auntie grandmama wrong, I'll catch you 90 years old, she wrong. And she said we all are children of God, because no, we're not. We're just all of God's creation, but you're not all God's children unless you've accepted him.
Amen.
As Lord and Savior. There are children of the darkness, and it says it in more than one place here. It also tells them that the Bible says that you are of the devil. It tells them that in the book of John. When he tried to argue with Jesus, saying we are Abraham's seed, he said you are the children of the devil. The devil is your father. So once again, the devil has children too. If you have not accepted him, that's your father.
That's
the Lord
right.
knows if you tell somebody that, you got a fight on your hands.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you got a fight.
Tell you quick, I ain't no child of no devil. But yet you ain't serving Christ, so who are you serving?
Thank you.
You know, before I got saved, if I was out here drinking all kind of looking women up and down, looking at women and all kinds of other foolishness and going to places I ain't got no business, going to dance clubs and all of that type of stuff, I suppose God was my father. I suppose that was my father. Got a mom out here preaching Columbia down. But her baby boy all up in the club. staying at the ABC store. But she was praying for me, though.
That's right.
We seen the song. Somebody was praying for me, had me on their mind. It took a little time, but somebody was praying for me, and I thank God for that. Amen. The situation might not look good. You might have family members and co-workers. They look like they're getting worse and worse. You continue to pray for them.
Amen.
Somebody prayed for you when you was out there.
That's right.
Don't act like you was all perfect. Don't act like you was a good at two shoes. You was out there too now.
That's right.
Somebody was praying for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Total strangers. I seen something on Facebook. Somebody got a hold of them bath salts or something. They were filling them in the store. They were just knocking over all kind of stuff and running into the walls and falling down. They was on something bad. I don't know what they was on. I don't know that individual. But right then and there, I prayed for them. I told God to hurt, to heal them from that mess. Get them from off of that.
All right.
Just because you don't know them don't mean you can't pray for them. When you see people walking down the street, you know a woman selling her body. You know she out there tricking. You pray for her.
Come on.
That woman will be an evangelist someday, giving her testimony.
Amen.
You see that drunken man staggering, you pray for him. Because
yes.
I was that drunken man at one time.
Amen.
Somebody was praying for me.
Amen. Yes.
And had nerve to get behind the wheel and drive.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that I was, as they say, three sheets in the wind.
All right.
But thank God.
Thank God.
That I didn't knock the bark off of a tree somewhere on the side of the road.
Yes.
And somebody got to put a little makeshift cross there. Because when you see that, you know what didn't happen. Thank God for that, that he had mercy on me. Hallelujah, God. But see, everybody can't walk in my footsteps. Everybody can't do what I did. Well, if it happened to you, no, that might not be that way. I don't know what God's plans are for you. Don't do it. Just because I did it don't make it right.
Amen.
So I come against that. Oh, them guys, well, you used to do it. Yes, I did.
All right.
But I was wrong when I did it, too. You used to fornicate. Yes, I did.
Come on.
But I was wrong when I was doing it.
All right.
I'm trying to tell you to get away from that mess.
All right.
And to live right and to do right. That's why it says in verse 6, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. We got to be in our right mind.
That's right.
It says the devil is walking around like a lion.
Come on.
Seeking what? Whom he may devour. When you watch Nat Geo Wild and them National Geographic shows, when they be hiding in the tall grass, when they see a herd or whatever going by, they watching and they waiting for the weak, the feeble, the old, the sick, they waiting to pounce. What do you think the enemy is waiting for you? Waiting on you to drop your guard. That's why the word says, keep on the armor of God.
Yes.
The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the word of God, which is your sword, your shoes of peace, the belt of truth. Hallelujah, God. You're supposed to go to bed with it and wake up with it. You never take that off. Because the enemy is always firing them fiery darts at you.
That's all right.
So you got to stay ready. At all times, you got to stay ready, saints of God. In verse 7, it's for they that sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love and a helmet and the hope of salvation. We always got to be ready, saints.
Be ready.
We always see, you know, remember the old bumper sticker back in the 80s. Jesus is coming. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Acts 2:38. Mm-hmm. See, that's the Pentecostal folks. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Them bumper stickers used to be everywhere. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, God. Jesus is my co-pilot. Uh-huh. They ended up changing it to Jesus my pilot because it got so much criticism. Jesus ain't no code, nothing. So they changed it.
Amen.
Okay. I understand the concept saying that Jesus is riding with me. I get what they were saying.
Uh-huh.
But see, we got a little educated now. They say Jesus ain't a code, nothing. That bumper sticker was everywhere. Jesus is my co-pilot. In other words, he's riding with me. I get it. But Jesus is not a code, nothing, no. Mm-hmm. He is the chief. That's hallelujah, God.
All right.
And now they've changed it to Jesus is my pilot. You don't see them stickers too much no more.
No, you don't.
You don't see Jesus is coming, are you ready no more? You don't see that too much no more. That used to see that all the time. What happened, saints? We getting a little soft now?
Yeah.
We getting a little afraid to let people know where we stand?
Uh-huh.
Huh? You don't put no Jesus bumper stickers on your bumper no more? Huh? No wear the Jesus hats and the shirts out in public no more?
Uh-huh.
Afraid of ridicule?
Come on.
Ain't scared of nothing. If I want to wear Jesus in my balls or my hat, that's what I'm going to wear. If I can wear Dallas Cowboys, I can wear something that says Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can wear the shirt that got Cowboys. I can wear Jesus on it. Hallelujah, God. I got on my Men of God shirt right now up underneath this shirt. Hallelujah, God. Men of God, Restorated Community Outreach, Faith Deliverance is on the back.
All right.
Take it off if you want to see it. I got it on as we speak.
All right.
I'm not afraid to wear things representing Christ. Hallelujah, God.
Tell it.
Don't be afraid to represent your God. Wear it on your sleeve. You ain't supposed to hide it. Then the word says, if you don't put your light under a bushel, let your light shine. We're like a city on a hill that cannot be hid.
You preach it now.
Hallelujah, God. Never be ashamed of the gospel.
Never.
And you know, I tell children that at youth conferences all the time about praying over their food when they're in school. Never be ashamed to bow your head down and pray over your food. Bad enough you got adults that don't do it, but the children don't at least start them upright.
Amen.
Afraid of nothing. I'm in the middle of a conversation. I'm going to hold my head down. You just got to hold up till I finish.
All right.
Hallelujah, God, because I'm not ashamed. First of all, I'm grateful for the food that's in front of me. Everybody don't have a plate of food in front of them.
All right, amen.
So be grateful when you have that and at least take time out to the Father to pray and thank Him for it and to bless it. Hallelujah, God. Never be ashamed. Stay ready. Don't be like those that say peace and safety, everything is all right. Mm-hmm. You got to stay on God because you're going to get challenged. In this day and age, the enemy is getting bolder and bolder and bolder. You're going to get challenged. People will be bold and ask you what you think about this just to see what you say. You better stand your ground.
That's right.
You ain't got to get no argument with nobody. Just stand your ground. Just like the state of Florida and South Carolina, this is a stand your ground state. Stand your ground for Christ.
Come on.
Man. Don't back down. Somebody asks you what you feel about a certain thing. If it's unholy, let them know. Mm-hmm. It's not of God and I don't approve of it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. My God don't like it and I don't either. Because they'll tell you quick that this is outdated. This is over 2,000 years old. The words and the sayings in Him. What can possibly be in there to tell me how to live? You're going to be challenged.
Right.
But are you going to stand up to the challenge? That's why you have to stay in this daily. Because you ain't going to always have this with you. You got to have this word in your heart.
That's right.
You got to know them scriptures because you will be challenged.
Yes,
and you got to be ready. That's why I'm telling you to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Mm-hmm. What are you going to say? Oh, well, I got to go get my Bible. I'll get back with you later. You better have an answer for some of these naysayers out there.
All right.
Because a lot of times there's a bunch of foolishness anyway.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. A lot of people tease and all that. You ain't supposed to have no gun. You a preacher. Okay, then. Breaking my house then. Breaking the house. Sheriff said, if you feel threatened, mm-hmm. say, do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. That came from Sheriff Lockmouth. They're in your house. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Whether I got a gun or not, you ain't gonna know, but come on in there, you'll see. But you ain't supposed to have that. What you do if I slap you? Mm-hmm. You supposed to turn the other cheek. Mm-hmm. How about I put my hands on your wife? What you gonna do? Mm-hmm. See, all that type of foolishness. See? The word of God says, husbands, love your wives.
Amen.
As Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Christ died for the church, saints.
Yes,
so what do you think I'm going to do for my wife?
All right, elder.
I'm a protector, amen. You're not putting your hands on Sister Radnor if I'm there. Not no violent man, but that's mine.
That's right.
Not going to do that. That's every husband in here. The word of God gives you a command, say, love your wives like Christ loved the church.
All right.
You got to be ready, saints.
Be ye ready.
Peace and safety.
Yes.
Because people go challenge you. You got to be up for the challenge. You got to know what you're talking about. Because them Jehovah's Witnesses, they go come knocking on your door.
Yes.
They'll come knocking on your door. And go tell you they don't believe in the Trinity. Jesus and God is not the same. You better know what you're talking about. And once you get them an earful of who Jesus is in the Trinity, they'll keep coming in the neighborhood, but they'll skip your house. They ain't going through that no more. But they're going to have to learn that first time. The Word of God says, you know, don't have nobody to come in your house talking about another gospel, trying to change your mind. That's why you got to know your stuff, saint. Because some of that stuff, it seems so real. And it seems good. There's no way God could have made the earth in 7 days and all that type of foolishness or 6 days. There's no way the sea split open. And they have scientific proof. They're trying to prove that it didn't happen. Well, were you there?
Thank you. That's it.
I wasn't there either, but I believe it if it says it.
Amen.
Because I'm just crazy enough to believe that. But people. People will come against you, saints.
Yes, they would.
The word of God is the truth.
Yes.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. And when they come with that garbage talking about a woman they're supposed to preach, y'all can start something out, boy.
All right.
I don't care who mouth it come out of, as long as it's the truth.
Yes.
If it's the word of God, I can listen to it. Be it woman, be it animal, be it a child. If he made a donkey talk, he can make a child talk. God can use anybody he wants to preach the gospel. Who am I to say that a woman can't preach?
Yeah. Preach it now.
Well, he only had male disciples. So?
They didn't check it.
They was the one hiding when he was. Got pulled from the cross, from the tomb. Yeah. Who went down there? The ladies went down there first.
Sure did.
They was there. Yeah. They made the sacrifices. They did what they had to do. They followed him. Sit here and tell me that a woman can't preach the gospel. No, trying to hear
it.
That?
Say it, not preach it. Say
the
it.
Word of God, I want to hear it. I'm a word person. I love the word.
Amen.
As long as it's the truth. You will get mad because a woman is leading people to Christ? Mm. You got an issue with that?
Help.
Really?
Help us, Lord.
I guess only his brothers about that.
Get on.
Don't come to me with that garbage. I ain't trying to hear it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not going to get in an argument, but I'm going to say what I got to say. My mother was a preacher. I'm under a preacher right now that's a female. How in the world am I going to go along with that garbage? How am I going to go along with that? If I didn't like her, I'll leave. Obviously, I'm staying put. I ain't going nowhere. I done been here since 2004 as a member. Here it is, 2019. Still here. Still riding. Still on the ship, as Bishop say.
They on the ship.
It's rocking, but I'm still on the boat. I'm holding on. If I wanted to leave, I would have been left.
Man.
I have plenty of opportunities to go. Where am I going to go? And for what? When I'm getting fed here.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now. Because I got a woman for a pastor. I boldly say, I have a woman for a pastor. And? Now what? But that's me. Hallelujah, God. The whole purpose of this message was to stay ready.
Stay ready.
Stay prepared.
Stay prepared.
Because you will get challenged, amen. And I want you to have the word of God in your heart and be ready for it.
Yes.
Live right. Live holy. Preach the gospel. Teach the gospel. Every time the church door is open, please make your way through it.
Amen.
To be there so you can get fed and get stronger even more. Hallelujah, God. It's all about Christ. We're in the last days. Enemy is trying to take out people each and every day, saints.
Yes, he is.
You don't be one of the ones that he take out, though. You stay ready. Amen. Hallelujah, God. So you got to be, like I say, bold as a lion. And at the same time, yet he's walking around as a lion trying to see who can devour. A lion is a bad boy, but he ain't never ran up on no 6-ton elephant. He don't do that. They have to be extraordinarily hungry to do something like that. When the elephant comes walking by, lions move. If you didn't know that. They move out of the way. Because they big and they powerful, and that's who you need to be in Christ. Big and powerful.
All right, amen.
But just be bold as a lion and don't be ashamed of the gospel. And watch how God bless you. Amen. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, I pray, Lord, that you order our steps, God. Father God, you don't need no weak links in the army, God, right now, God. Father God, I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we stay ready. That we're always on guard. That we never get pushed out of position, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we go stand firm. We go stand bold, God. We go stand proud in the gospel. In the mighty name of Jesus, all the naysayers, we have a word for them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. But Father God, we give you honor and glory because you are so worthy to be praised, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy, for your grace, for your forgiveness, God. We thank you for your love and kindness. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for food in our houses, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for a roof over our head, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a bed to sleep in, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. For those of us that work, we thank you for the job, God. We might not like it, but we thank you for the job. Hallelujah. There's an income coming in the mighty name of Jesus. And while we're there on that job, let us be a light, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. For those of us that are not working, God, let us be a light. When we go to the grocery store, to the gas station, God, to the laundromat, wherever it may be, God, let our light shine bright for you. you in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because you are the head of our life in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless every marriage in here that the devil is trying to break up, God. Yes. The devil is a liar, God. Strengthen every husband and wife right now, God. Increase the love for one another, for the spouses, God, that there's no inch, no gap, no air, nothing can come in between them. It's tight, it's a solid bond in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because your word says, well, one put 1,000, two can put 10,000 in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Nothing more powerful than a man and woman of God together in Christ in agreement in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For those that are single, keep standing before God. Keep praising, keep praying, keep magnifying, keep living holy and chaste. Hallelujah, God. Keep God the first in your life. If that's the only man in your life, then so be it. You got the best man that the world can have, and that's Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, God. Every child in here, Lord, I pray, Lord, that the spirit of obedience is over them, God. Obedience to their parents, obedience to their school teachers, obedience to adults, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Straight A students in here, honor roll, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm speaking success over their lives right now, God. We cancel debt in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Debt freedom right now is raining down in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Strength and wisdom and knowledge is raining down over us right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will use our tongues to speak life in every situation, God. There's no sickness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're coming against it right now, God. We're speaking healing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Because you are a healer. By your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Father God, I pray, Lord, that we put you first in all things, because the word said to love you with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And the first commandment says there should be no other gods before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord, that we stay ready, that we don't have to get ready. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen.